Chapter 4, Zen and the Art of Typewriter Maintenance.
If you have a hard time staying on task, maybe you need a different set of tools. Rob Green is an author, a teacher at Nashua High School South, and chair of the New Hampshire Writers Project. He made the case to our producer, Taylor Quimby, for an old-fashioned approach to avoiding distractions.
I'm a first draft typewriter person. I like manual typewriters to bang out that first draft on for various reasons. There are basically two kinds of writers in the world. There are what they call word vomiters and there are diamond polishers. And word vomiters are the kinds who just like want to crank through the process, crank through the story, and they'll go back and go clean up the mess and fix it, figure it out. And I'm a vomiter myself, and I find that the typewriter is the best mechanism for vomiting because it only does one thing. It does that thing very well. It makes interesting noises. It's a very nice tactile experience, and it doesn't get Wi-Fi. I work with high school students, and I find that certain kids with like certain learning disabilities, like ADHD and things like that, they actually do better on a typewriter because it's kinesthetic. It's all mechanical. So as you're typing, everything is making a noise, and it's kind of attracting your attention. There's not a screen or anything like that. So you're actually watching and listening. I like the way they look. You know, they were designed to kind of reflect the cars of the day. So if you look at like a 1920s typewriter, it looks a lot like a Model T.
Yeah.
And if you kind of go up all the train, you know, that looks more like a 1950s kind of car. This looks more like a 1970s kind of car.
Yeah, totally.
And it kind of keeps going up that way until they became obsolete. If you ask my wife, I have 40 some odd. If you ask me, I say 30 because I don't count the ones that don't work. I've got a couple of favorite ones. I've got three that type in cursive, and I've got an SG-1, probably a 1954 SG-1. I call it the Judge because it's this big honking 45-pound typewriter. It doesn't slide all over the desk like the portables do, and I've cranked out two books on that thing in the last 2 years. So. What I brought in today for you, I brought in the one you've got close to you. That's a, what is that? Is that a Royal or an Underwood? I can't remember anymore.
Underwood. It's like a military green. I love the color.
Yeah, so that's like a mid-1950s Underwood, which is a little brother of one that Hemingway liked to use. And the other one I've got here is Swedish. It's a Facket, and this is from the mid-70s.
Can we pop a piece of paper in and take a lesson?
We can do that. You say you type fast, right?
On a keyboard, I type pretty fast, yeah.
It's like a combination of keyboarding and playing the piano, because you've got to put a little more strength into it than you might otherwise expect.
Mm. And I don't have, do I have shift?
That's shift.
Yeah, okay.
You found it as shift mark.
Oh, all right. Okay, yeah. You know what? I can feel like you have to get a bounce into your fingers.
Mm-hmm. It's very staccato. You get push and lift, push and lift, push and lift. After they get older, you know, there are certain keys that stick and certain keys that don't stick, and this one bell rings like this and this bell rings like that, you know, and so they do develop their own kind of, it's like a car, develops its own personality, unlike a laptop that you're going to keep for like 3 years, 3 to 5 years and get rid of.
So if I want to get a typewriter, where should I look?
Before the hipsters started getting involved, you could get them at like Goodwill or Savers pretty darn cheap, you know, but now it's harder. You know, you can still get them on eBay, but they're overpriced. You know, you can get them on Etsy, but they're overpriced. There's the Goodwill stores has an auction site, shopgoodwills.com, where you can sometimes get some good deals, but those are still overpriced. So it gets harder and harder to find. I mean, I think this Facket I paid $5 for.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. So you can still find them, but it's harder than it was to find them. So keep an eye on your lawn sales. You know, test them out before you bring them home. You got to be kind of bargain huntery.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Good enough.
Appreciate it.
Good to meet you.
Good to meet you too.
Thanks for letting me come in and play.